violet. The Zimbabwe government has to realize that at some stage international law will prevail, and what is wrong will remain wrong until it is put right. So for the Dutch farmers to demand what is theirs and what is as a result of an international judgment through the World Bank is right, and they have to continue to demand it until the Zimbabwe government pays, because the problem will not go away. And when the Zimbabwe government start to get serious about protecting investments, then we will see Zimbabwe start to go forward. We will see investments start to take place. We will see employment start to happen. We will see production happen once more. The World Food Program won't have to come and feed all our people. But until it does, the future is very bleak.
What about on the issue of sanctions? The Dutch farmers are urging the European Union to maintain sanctions on Zimbabwe until the compensation is paid. What can you say about this?
Well, presumably the targeted sanctions that they're talking about are not on Zimbabwe, but on a few specific individuals within Zimbabwe who are refusing to pay them after having stolen everything that they have ever worked for. So I don't see why there shouldn't be pressure put on those individuals, and I'm certainly not one who is advocating the lifting of those kinds of sanctions.
What about the issue of attaching property? You recently won a case in South Africa together with 76 other farmers where the South African court ruled that the Zimbabwean government will have its property in Cape Town attached. This is what the Dutch farmers are also calling for. How much will you benefit from this personally?
Well, our particular case in the Supreme Court of Appeal is the registration of a judgment that we got in the SADC tribunal. And the amount that we are due is not the amount for compensation, because the Zimbabwe government was ordered to allow us to continue to farm, which obviously never happened. You know, our houses were subsequently burned down and all our crops were stolen. And there were very serious human rights abuses that took place against our workers as well. So the amount that is being attached there in the house in Cape Town is just to pay our lawyers for the legal costs. We won't see a cent of that money. So eventually we will get to a position, I believe, where the Zimbabwe government will have an order against it if it continues to refuse to pay. But this amount is just specifically for paying our legal bills, which are quite substantial, with all the various legal actions we've had to take to try to maintain our rights and the rule of law. We won't benefit personally from that, and certainly one house in Cape Town is not going to cover all the farmers that were part of our case, that all lost their houses, all lost their farms and everything on them, and none of them have been paid a cent of compensation by the Zimbabwe government for that.